I didn't dress. I just got off the airplane. I dress usually a little better than this. I mean, when I'm on stage, I don't dress better than this in general. They asked me to make a solo record, so I made a record singing a bunch of story songs. Thanks for finding it. I know a bunch of stories, and there's all kinds of stories. You don't get to hear them anymore because the people who get paid for them, like the family of somebody who's dead, and we don't like to do that. So, but the guy that taught me a lot of them, there was a band called the Canned Heat. I don't know if you know, there's a great big fat guy called Bob Hyde, and he had all these records, and he'd take us in and play us just all this. So I've been dedicating the set to Bob Hyde. This is one of his favorite songs by some guys called the Louisiana Entertainers. Did he ever take a trip, baby, on the Mobile line? Hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, hollering about the Mobile line. That's a road to ride, baby, he's your troubling mind. Well, I got the letter, this is the way it read. Come home, man, cause your love is dead. Well, I packed my suitcase, bundled up my clothes. Hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, hollering about bundling up clothes. Oh, when I got there, she was laying on the cooling floor. But there was two white horses standing on the burial ground. You should have seen their faces when they let her down. Holler when I die, honey, I'm gonna stop by France. Hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, holler, I'm gonna stop by France. I'm gonna stop by France just to give these girls a chance. Papa, papa, holler, not bury dad at all. Just pickle daddy's bones, baby, in the alcohol. Hello, heaven, daddy wants to see your telephone. Hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, holler, not your telephone. So when daddy's gone, you can talk to him on the phone. Did you ever take a trip, baby, on the Mobile line? Hey, Lordy, mama, mama, hey, Lordy, papa, papa, holler about the Mobile line. Well, that's a road to ride, baby, so troubling mine. A lot of confusion on all the names that they put on, you know, there's a country western that's supposedly sung by cowboys. The cowboys don't play music, you know. Never did, never will, no room on the saddle for a guitar. It was Hollywood that did that. And that's why Blasters always said to play American music. But just as a good counter example to that is that one of the first songs, you'll all probably know this tune, is a country western song. It was recorded in 1924 with a blackface comedian with a black jazz band in New York City. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye, and I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Oh Lord, I thought I would die. She to me, she to you, she's got that kind of love. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet daddy. What a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. I ain't nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm alone. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with the beautiful guy. That's what's the matter with me. I'm in love with the beautiful guy. She don't care about me, though I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied. She just wouldn't stay. And now that she's leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, says my baby said goodbye. And I don't know what I do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Oh Lord, I thought I would die. She do me, she do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love me. Oh, when she called me sweet daddy. What a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. I ain't nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm alone. I got the lovesick blues. Another one of those confusions, a thing called rockabilly, which is really just the way that people played music in northern Mississippi and then southern Tennessee. There's an example of that kind of stuff. Thank you. these monitors on or something? Or maybe they're on, maybe I just can't hear. Turn them up. Or don't. Lee was a riverboat gambler. He's a real guy, like in the 1880s, I think. There's an old song I know about.
Bad man, cool old Stacker Lee. dagger, 5 minutes in line. Please don't take my life. I got two lovely children and a very sickly wife. Talk about that bad man. Cool old Scotland. Brothers on the town, sisters in the parlor, trying on the gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Mama saw chicken out the yard. Picked up a rocket, she hit him hard. Hit him hard, killed him dead. Now the chicken's in the gravy and the gravy's on the bread. Baby's in the cradle, brother's on the tower. Sister's in the parlor, trying on the gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, grown down. The blues they come, nobody knows where the blues come from. The blues they go, and everybody's happy when the old blues go. Baby's in the cradle, brothers on the town, sisters in the parlor, trying on the gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. The blues gonna leave you by and by. Papa came in out of the cold. Put the baby in the cradle and the blues out the door. Baby's in the cradle, brothers on the town, sisters in the parlor, trying on the gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
Written by a guy named Leroy Carr, great American songwriter. He died in 1930. I guess he drank too much. He wrote that for his family.
truth.
He loved them, obviously.
This goes out to Jimmy Rogers from I Was Just in Meridian, Mississippi.
I'm just as blue as I can be. Since Suzette said goodbye to me, my life is a failure, I see. And she won't be my gal no more, no more. So I pack my things in the crib, take me a long ocean trip, out on a great big steamship. She'll never see her daddy no more, no more. Still, I hate to say farewell to my mother and my sister Nell. They're sure gonna cry when I tell that I ain't coming home no more, no more. Perhaps I'll be sorry someday that I'll even hear it go away. But you need not ask me to stay. I'll never change my mind no more, no more. So now whether I'm right or wrong, I'm gonna be gone for long. And then I'll hush this crazy song, and I'll never sing again no more, no more.
I lived in Chicago for 3 years when I was living in Los Angeles. Does anybody, you guys know who Robert Johnson is? Or, yeah. But you know the story on Robert Johnson is he couldn't play guitar and he moved away from Mississippi for 6 months. He came back 6 months later, he could play guitar and he had all these songs and everything. And they said, where'd you learn how to play? He said, you learned from the devil. Oh, that's right. I didn't even know I wanted to talk about it. Well, that's actually a mix-up. We'll go into that historical aspect later, perhaps. Because actually, that's the Tommy Johnson story. It's true. But anyway, so Robert Johnson says he learned from the devil. And all his first songs, Little Queen of Spades, and his first songs were actually songs written by a guy named Petey Wheatstraw, the devil's son-in-law, the high sheriff of hell. And he ruled East St. Louis. And when you hear about St. Louis blues, that's not St. Louis of Missouri. It's East St. Louis, Illinois. That's what St. Louis means. Petey Wheatstraw, I think, was the guy that taught Robert Johnson. That's what he said, where'd you learn? The devil's son-in-law, the high sheriff of hell. And they put it into the Tommy Johnson story. Little ones like that. But Robert Johnson died before Petey Wheatstraw did. So I think Robert Johnson would have done this song had he been alive. So I did it for him here. Thinking about my girlfriend in Chicago. His song called Canned Heat Blues, which during Prohibition, people couldn't get alcohol. They'd take Sterno, you know, liquid heat, buy something by Thrifties, put under the fondue, and put it in a sock and squeeze it. And you put lemon juice and sugar in it, drink it up. It's like pure methyl alcohol, or alcohol, whichever one's the poisonous, I forget right now. And so it rots your brain. So too, it's called the reef can't eat, can't eat, because can't eat, killing me. But that Tommy Johnson guy was the guy that said he took his guitar out to the crossroads at 12 o'clock midnight, stood out there, and a great big man came and took it, taught him how to play a song, gave it back to him. And if you could, and that really meant something then, I would. But it did, because you weren't supposed to be outside at the crossroads then, so you had to be a man to be there. If you went and stood there at 12 o'clock at night, then when you came back, you probably did play something. Here's a Tommy Johnson song. It's a very important song. It's the first song they took a lawsuit out against. RCA Victor got the money, not Tommy Johnson. But anyway, they did. For a stolen song. It's about 1928, I think, it recorded. It's probably playing since 1910. Thank you.
money, Lord. Sure, Lord, won't take mine, now don't you hear me cry, take every poor boy's money. Sure, Lord, won't take mine.
Dressed in white. When I spied that form
all dressed in white. I got right hot and cold. Oh, this thing said, don't be afraid, I'm gonna help you dig your hole. I told him next week, sometime, but no, not now. I never did believe in digging gold in a graveyard with a headless form no harm. Now, me and this thing, we ran chest to chest. He said, look at here, buddy, when are you gonna rest? I told him, sometime, but no, not now.
Hopkins, I used to go see from Texas. He was just the greatest. He died recently. This goes out to Lightning. The Dead Kennedys, if you guys know who they are. All the record companies and this group called the PMRC, the censorship group out of Washington, is a bunch of PTA housewives of the ex-Republican senators. So what they did was they wanted, the record companies would like to be able to put this danger, bad words, bad language, on the label so that they don't have to, they have a sort of a precedent to keep them out of court, you know, like, well, they knew it, it was on there, and the sticker's there. But of course, the musicians have to pay for all these things. And so they tried to pass that through Congress, so they couldn't do it. So then they said, okay, what do we got to do? We're going to take a lawsuit out against somebody, and that person's got to be a record company. Well, the record company's just elected Reagan. That wasn't going to happen. So they said, well, we got to find somebody who's on the bad list of the PMRC and that owns a record label, who's a small little animal. We'll go in, attack them. They'll settle out of court because we'll tie up all their funds and won't let them play and put everybody under indictment. And then we'll have a precedent and nobody will be wanting to go to court. So Jello Biafra, this guy said, come and get us. So they're getting, that's right. If they don't got any money, they can't play. If they get booked in a club, the club goes under indictment. The guy who presses their records. So in any way, if you guys want to send Jello Biafra some money to their labels, I know that's great. The point being, here was a song that was banned in East St. Louis in 1927 from live play. You tell me what it means, all right? To the river, Lord, I couldn't get across now. Jumped on your daddy cause I thought he was a horse. Now I rode him over, give my Coca-Cola, lemon soda, sauce of ice cream, took soap and water for to keep it clean. Well, up she jumped, Lord, down she fell. Her mouth flew open like a mussel shell. Now ride over, give a Coca-Cola, never worked. I have to finish. You don't want to hear this out of tune. Let me change the screen. I got some idea. I mean, when I was telling you about that canned heat stuff, I think that lemon soda and Coca-Cola might be cocaine because that was a popular legal drug at the time. Not that it should or not be now. I don't know. I figure we should get taxes on it, though, don't you? Hey, look at that. They gave me two. But all the other stuff, I'm not exactly sure what they're doing. I don't know what ice cream is. Come on, you dog. Sorry about that. I didn't have any roses. I would have gone broke. I had to pay workers' compensation. I actually don't want to underpay them. Get the damn unions to come in, you know. And screw my productivity up. Man hours per dollar. Not research and development per dollar. Man hours. If I'm stuck for something to say, I usually go to junk like that. So I talk. Okay, just to have you, if you don't forget what you learned in school. Right, Rudy? On your daddy cause I thought he was a horse. Now I'm rooting over, give my Coca-Cola, lemon soda, sauce of ice cream, took soap and water for to keep it clean. Well, up she jumped, Lord, down she fell. Her mouth flew open like a mussel shell. Now ride over, give a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, sauce of ice cream, take soap and water. If you wanna go to heaven when you D-I-E, you got to put on your collar and your T-I-E. Now ride him over, get my Coca-Cola, lemon soda, sauce of ice cream, take soap and water, oh, to keep it clean. Thank you.
want to get the rabbit out of the L.O.G., you got to put on stunts like a D.O.G. Now, ride it over, get my Coca-Cola, lemon soda, sauce of ice cream, take soda water, before you keep it clean. Well, run here, doctor, now, run here fast. See what's the matter with this man's ears, yes. Ride it over, get my Coca-Cola, lemon soda, size of ice cream, takes over water, for to keep it clean. If you can't keep it dirty, you got to keep it clean. And if you can't keep it dirty, you don't know what I mean. Now, ride it over, get my Coca-Cola, lemon soda, size of ice cream, takes over water, for to keep it clean. Folks, here's the story about Mindy the Moocher. She was a red-hot Moocher coocher. She was the roughest, toughest, frail. But Mindy had a heart as big as a whale. Hide, 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 hide. He did, he did. He did, he did, he did. Hidey, hidey, ho. She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Had a dream about the king of sweet. He's giving her things she's needing. He gave her home bills of gold and steel, a diamond car with big platinum wheels. Hide, 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 hide. He did, he did, he did, he did, he did. Hidey, hidey, ho. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all a million times. Hidey, 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 hidey. He did. Oh. 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 Dead and gone.
You guys, thanks for hanging around here. I tell you, I'm gonna do this tune. There's one of the great singer and players for the 20s. His voice was so big that when they recorded the records, you know, a record has waves going along the grooves, that the waves would break through each other from the sides. They didn't know how to control his voice. His name was Blind Willie Johnson. He's just a terror. You know, a lot of his songs, all kinds of people have done his stuff. If you ever seen Blind Willie Johnson records, buy those. Some guy in Beverly Hills will get paid for it.
If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this building down, tear this building down. heard about Samson from your birth. Strongest man that ever lived on earth. Oh, one day Samson was walking along. I looked on the ground, spotted bunch of bones. Stretched out his hands and he molded like clay. Oh, when it's not moving 10,000, well, dear Lord, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this building down, tear this building down. Samson and the lion had an attack. Samson jumped on that lion's back. You've heard about lions killing men with their paws. Samson put his hands in the lion's jaws. Roared that lion till the beast fell dead. The beast made a honey in the lion's head. Lord, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this building down, tear this building down. Delilah was a woman, fine and fair, pleasant looks and cold black hair. Delilah first gained on Samson's mind. He first saw the woman in Palestine. Delilah sat on Samson's knee. Said, tell me where your strength lies, if you please. The woman talks so fine, the woman talks so thin. Samson told Delilah, cut off my hair. Shave my head just as clean as your hand. Well, then I'll become a natural man. They caught old Samson by surprise. Picked up the stick and poked it out of his eyes. Carried him down by the judgment hall. That stone cold wall. I left him there till his hair grew down. Samson tore that building down. Lord, if I had my way, or if I had my way, or if I had my way, I would tear this building down. Tear this building down. Tear this.
This goes out to the Reagan Revolution.
It was early one morning, some about 4 o'clock.
It was early one morning, some about 4 o'clock, when that old Titanic started to reel and rock. Captain Smith took his glasses and walked up to the front. Captain Smith took his glasses and walked up to the front. Spotting iceberg coming, oh Lord, had to bump. And if some was drinking, some was playing cards. And if some was drinking, some was playing. Some were in their quarters praying to their God. Little children crying, Mama, Mama, what shall we do? Little children crying, Mama, Mama, what shall we do? Captain Smith said, children, I'll take care of you. Titanic sinking in the deep blue sea. While the bands are playing, near my God to thee.
Everybody knows Chuck Berry's like one of the great songwriters, the word writers. There's another guy who's just under more extreme conditions as being an alcoholic coming from the deep south side of Chicago. His name is Jimmy Reed. He just wrote all the most beautiful songs. He broke through into the white market, and at that time that was very heavy, from 1953 till 1964, every year. No, Big Muddy Waters, Big Howlin' Wolf, nothing like that. Just a little Jimmy Reed said nothing more. He wrote where his words would just make you cry. I'll just do this to him. I love you, you love me, darling.
river on the red moonlight at night. I love you, you love me, darling. Everything's gonna be alright. Caress me, baby, like the wind caresses a tree. Caress me, baby, like the wind caresses the tree. I want you to love, love me, baby, like a soft, cool summer breeze.
There's an old instrumental by Tampa Red. It was called the Louisiana Boogie. I used to play it around the house. So when everybody was telling us, you play rockabilly, you play this, you play all these different names. And I'd never even heard that word rockabilly. And I played a bunch of Okies. They called it rhythm and blues. So I just said, yeah, but we play American music. So we took this Louisiana Boogie, and that's what I'm not trying to do something like that. They want to hear some American music. They want to hear that sound, that phone that you hear to sing. Well, it could be some lover, it could be a hard mean one. That's for sure, it's always on the beam. They want to hear some American music. They want to hear that sound, that phone that you hear to sing. Desert to screams from the floor. There's the bass that they're rolling to the beat of the drum. They want to hear some American music. They want to hear that sound, that phony music. We got the loser and a boogie and the devil blues. We got country swing and rock, a better do. We got jazz, country, western, and Chicago blues. Please see that you ever knew. Why, it's American music. When he hears a crazy beat, it turns and doubles back because they're playing American music. How the whole world digs that sound from the USA. So once again, in a plea to remove racist terms from our music, I play a song that's called Rockabilly. Rock used to be black music, and Billy meant hillbillies. We didn't like poor people or black people very much. We haven't changed a great deal, maybe. So when they said Rockabilly, and a few times they used it in the 50s, it meant something. It meant hillbillies playing black music that they heard on the radio. Now when you just think about it, you think about a pink-shirted guy in a white Cadillac that came from Italy or from Europe, England or something, which sort of took the force and the impetus out of like all these guys that were getting beat up and shot on the Gage Bridge, all the Okies and Arkies, everybody making that sort of world. So to call it Rockabilly, there's no reason to call what Elvis Presley does Rockabilly and what Arthur Big Boy Crudup, the same song, blues, just because one guy's white, one guy's black. And then say B.B. King says the same thing as blues. That's silly. It doesn't sound the same. So this guy, Arthur Big Boy Crudup, probably the most influential of what they call Rockabilly guys. Of course, he was from Mississippi and played in the 1930s, most of them. Because I'm going to San Francisco right now. I'll play the mean old Frisco. Looking.
southern of New England. I ain't got no special rider here. Frisco, and then low down, Santa Fe, yeah, that mean old Frisco, low down, Santa Fe. I took my baby away, man, then blow down on me.
The end.